Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you this week to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. And it's that time of year, and we are drawing very close to the traditional celebration of Christmas. And as such, I'd like to share some very familiar scriptures with you, but most importantly, to reflect and meditate on what the coming of Jesus meant, not only to us, but to the human race. But before we do that, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, this is a very busy time of year. This is a time where there's a lot of traffic and a lot of plans and a lot of activities. And that's not only with natural family, but with church family, those of us, Lord, who are very involved in churches, as your children should be, because you said, Lord, not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. But Lord, there are also those who love you with all of their heart, and because of circumstances, physical afflictions, transportation problems, they're not able to fellowship with the saints of God. Lord, you're mindful of all that. But we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful privilege we have with technology and media these days, that through television and radio, we can still share the good things of God. You've given us freedom, Lord. And Lord, we realize many of our freedoms are being rapidly eroded, but we still possess them. And we thank you for them, Lord, and we ask you to preserve and safeguard them. But Father, right now we lift the needs of all those who are listening. And Father, we stand on the word of God that you will fight for us. The battle is not ours, but the Lord. So in the midst of this season, Lord, where there are many obligations and there are many commitments and a lot of activities and busyness, Father, we pray that we will reflect the peace of the Lord of peace. Lord, that shalom, peace, would be our portion. That, Lord, in the midst of all the activities, Lord, there will be a deep, deep rest within our spirits. Lord, that sister that has been so frustrated and trying to get things done and just seems like everything's been coming against her. Father, I just rebuke the stress and the feeling overwhelmed and the frustration and annoyance. And Father, I just ask right now that your peace would settle upon her in Jesus' name. And I'm sure, Lord, that can apply to so many of us. We just claim your peace, Lord, and that we will walk in the joy of the Lord, and we will be able to proclaim, as the angels did that first Christmas, that there is all that is occurring, all that you did, Lord, is to bring glory to God, and on earth, peace and goodwill toward men. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for meeting every need as we draw close to you. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, beloved, the world we live in is full of problems, isn't it? Incredibly complex problems. There's war, terrorism, famines, catastrophes, and not only in the physical, geographical world around us, but in terms of the inhabitants of the earth, people have such varying and intense and severe complex problems physically, emotionally, relationally. And it's easy when we look around us to lose hope when we're faced with such difficulties. However, beloved, God has provided a simple solution for all of the complex problems that we face in this world. It's the simple solution of Jesus, the Savior, whose birth we celebrate at Christmas. God knows that the basic problem with the world is the sin of the human race. And any solution, although we've gotten very sophisticated, we've so far advanced beyond what the average person understands, what's being reported to us. Beloved, technology has gone so far beyond what the average person knows and understands. Even though we have scientifically, medically, and in the technological realm, advanced so far, fulfilling the scriptures that in the end times there would be an increase of knowledge and people running to and fro. You know, I've often commented, we have so many time-saving devices. The whole world is going electronic, I declare. They have now smart homes. I heard you can program your refrigerator. Like, who wants to well, anyway, I'll refrain my opinions. Nonetheless, we have so many of these devices, so many things to save time, and nobody has time anymore. Think about it. Those of you who are up in years as I am, you can remember the days of long ago when there weren't computers and there weren't cell phones and life. People used to sit on their front porch in the summer evening. That was a different world. However, we are progressing. Change is continual and consistent, and every day that passes, even though it, on the surface it seems to be getting worse, we can just lift up our heads, for our salvation is drawing nigh. Praise God. And so all the solutions we have come up with, man, we're getting so sophisticated, all the gene technology and all the advances that are being made in life extension and DNA experimentation, any solution that we could possibly come up with that eliminates the core sin problem is merely dealing with the symptoms. The only solution to the problems of the world is salvation through Jesus Christ. And what was God's solution? A Savior. Jesus was the incarnate Son of God in the womb of a virgin. And Joseph, not his biological father, but his natural father, was told that the child whose birth we celebrate was to be named Jesus. Remember, that was in a dream. That means Jehovah saves, or Yahshua. He will save his people from their sins. That's Matthew 1:21. An angel told the shepherds, a Savior has been born to you, who is Christ the Lord, using a word that is equivalent to Jehovah God. That was Luke 2:11. In fact, let's just take a moment. I know it's a very familiar story, but let me read quickly those beautiful verses found in the second chapter of Luke, beginning at verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there was a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, skipping to verse 3, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that they were there, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered or give birth. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And there shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Praise God. Now, this is a very simple message, and it's meant for simple people. Why doesn't the text read, now there were in the same regions scribes and Pharisees keeping watch, or there were in the same region kings and princes keeping watch? They weren't even aware. In fact, the Magi, when they finally came to Jerusalem, they had no, those who were dwelling there had no awareness that the King of the world had been born. But God chose to reveal the birth of the Savior to simple shepherds who were simply doing their job. Now, as we read the Bible, of course, we don't have a great understanding of life and culture at that time, but shepherding was a lowly task. They obviously had been not schooled in the law, and they were considered ignorant. Their work actually made them ceremonially unclean. And according to one Jewish teaching, shepherds were not trustworthy enough to be used as witnesses. Yet, what did the Lord do? He chose shepherds. That's who the mighty angel of the Lord appeared, and then the whole host of heaven praising God. So God puts his salvation on the bottom shelf, if you will, within easy reach of everyone. You know, for those of us who are tall, you don't have a problem reaching the tall, you know, the higher shelf. But God makes his peace, his love, his salvation available to everyone, whomsoever will. 1 Corinthians 1, 27 and 29 says, God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. He chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the things despised and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no flesh can glory in his presence. The beauty of the good news about Christ is that it was first announced to lowly shepherds. And beloved, the danger is that so many miss the gospel because it is so simple. Well, beloved, my time is drawing to a close, and we're just getting into this message. And I pray that your schedule will allow you to be with us tomorrow at the same time. But if you have internet access and you're not available to do that, please know you can just visit us at our website, unveilchrist.org, and click on the broadcast and listen to them anytime at your convenience. I love you. I pray for you every day, not only my spiritual family, my UCM partners, but my radio family as well. And if God's prompting you, you may feel very alone at this time of year. You may have burdens that are pressing on your heart. Won't you write? Allow God to minister to you through the ministry of correspondence that God has blessed me and privileged me to be a part of for so many years. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,